Lecture 22, The Modern City and Its Discontents.
If, as we've seen last time, rural Russia, life of peasants, was changing in dramatic ways, and also in many ways deeply traditional still, in the early part of the 20th century, latter part of the 19th century, it was in the city during these years that we see the most dramatic evidence of a really different Russia in many ways emerging, different economically, different socially, different culturally, and that's the subject of this lecture. In thinking about what's happening in Russia's cities, it's actually useful if we return to an idea I mentioned some time ago, the notion of a public sphere, something emerging really since the late 18th century. Now, in the classic definition of this public sphere, this is a social space that exists in any society, or doesn't exist in many societies, at least very extensively. A sphere that exists between private life, between family life, and the life of the state, the formally political life. In other words, it's the civic sphere between the individual and the state. It's organized. It has various institutions where people can come together. And very importantly, people can participate in this public civic life without repression, without coercion. They're free to come together and gather. And in this space is where public opinions, where citizens' ideas about the future of their country, and even of local issues, are expressed and often even decided. Most importantly, of course, historians have long argued that this public sphere is the essential foundation for a democratic society and exists in all societies that really develop modern democracy. Here's the place where civic democracy can thrive even before the state has fully reformed itself in a democratic way. And it's said without such a vital civic sphere, a public sphere, democratic society and the possibility of democracy suffocates and dies. In Russia, in the late 1800s, and especially in the years after the reforms that we've talked about before of 1905-1906, it is clear that such a public sphere is truly flourishing, especially in the urban areas. One major sign of this is the really rapid development of the press in early 20th century Russia. Commercial newspapers with wide circulation began to appear, especially in the years after 1905, some of which had very influential journalists who helped give a voice to public life, to help shape public opinion in many ways, and echoed views that were being talked about in these civic spaces. Magazines began to appear for various particular interests and tastes and levels of education, including, as I mentioned, the hugely popular illustrated magazines written for, published for lower class audiences that covered the whole story of the world. Thick journals proliferated, serious, heavy, unillustrated, intellectual journals filled with complex ideas. And the book publishing market expanded very rapidly in these years, including books for popular readers, for lower class readers. A second sign, major sign of this flourishing public sphere was the proliferation of voluntary associations, civic organizations designed to promote the public interest. The sort of organizations that you may know that Alexis de Tocqueville, a famous French aristocrat and observer of world politics in the mid-19th century, described in his famous book, Democracy in America, as the truest foundation of democratic life emerging in the United States, these voluntary associations which seemed so proliferating then. In Russia, one sees something similar, though much later, obviously, late 19th, early 20th century. Charities, for example, proliferated, organized by noblemen, by rich merchants, by members of the royal family, all engaged in public activities. Service organizations began to proliferate, organizations like the Moscow Literacy Society, or various societies to promote useful public amusements, as they were called. Many of them, not surprisingly, concerned with the public amusements already found in the villages, but also in the cities. Societies to disseminate useful knowledge, temperance societies, Bible societies, and hundreds of similar organizations existing in every city in Russia by the early 1900s.